Last year, you may have made some smart decisions. And you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from New York City, where I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you. Thank you for listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you for listening on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you for listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And thank you for listening on a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do is say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime of the show, folks. I'm going to be here with you for two more hours. I get started every single weeknight. If you don't know what a weeknight is, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Happy days. I don't know. Some people, I say this all the time. Some people are, hey, where are you on Sunday? Like, can I get a break? I ain't here on Sunday. Speaking of a break, we got a lot to discuss. We've talked about a lot. So if you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, you can find out everything that we said about Mr. Jimmy Butler. 56 points tonight by Jimmy Butler. 56 points. And the Miami Heat now have a 3-1 series lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he returned. He had a triple-double with 26 points. But Jimmy Butler scored 56 leading the way. Right before we went to break, we talked about some other news. Big news that dropped this afternoon, where Aaron Rodgers, we found out, is the newest quarterback of the New York Jets. Right now, this moment, we got a basketball game going on. The Memphis Grizzlies lead the Los Angeles Lakers 79-74. The Lakers are trying to take a 3-1 series lead. They're currently in the third quarter. They have plenty of time left in the game. And Dylan Brooks just hit a jumper. Congratulations to him.
Oh, he didn't.
What did he do?
Doesn't make anything. What are you talking about? He made a shot? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, you're funny.
Thank you.
Dylan, yeah, he sucked. We're going to talk about Dylan Brooks this hour. Because there's nothing worse than someone who talks and talks and talks and talks and talks and cannot back it up and then gets embarrassed. I hope Dylan Brooks learned his damn lesson and he just hit a shot. But tonight, he has sucked again shooting the basketball. And so it's just like, just shut the hell up and play the game. You're a good defender. But do you got to act like a fake tough guy from outside of Toronto? Just shut up and play, man. We're going to talk about Dylan Brooks. It was a fun weekend. We know Gervonta Davis knocked out, and now he bricked the three. We know Gervonta Davis knocked out Ryan Garcia with a body shot, and we saw Steph Curry forget that he had no timeouts. I was in Atlanta last night. I watched the Hawks take on the Celtics and just get smashed by Tatum and Brown, 31 points apiece. And so it's just been ridiculously busy. And then Ime Udoka, he's going to coach the Houston Rockets. Man, just keep your wife close, man. Keep your wife close. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. I'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Memphis and the Lakers. We're going to go ahead and hear from Jimmy Butler this hour as well, as he just played out of his mind. 56 points. It's the fourth most points scored ever in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler losing his mind. We got a lot of callers right now on the line about Aaron Rodgers. He is, I don't want to call him the man of the hour. He is the man of the day besides Jimmy Butler, and he's finally been traded. In essence, outside of ancillary picks, a third, fourth rounder here, sixth rounder, the Jets and Packers swap first rounders for this year. And so the Packers get to pick at number 13. The New York Jets drop back to number 15. And for the year 2024, next season, if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the offensive plays, the offensive snaps, the Packers get a first-round pick. If he does not, they end up with a second-round pick. So the New York Jets, hoping that Aaron Rodgers plays 100% of the plays for the most part, they're willing to give up a first-rounder for next year as well. And so this is fine. New York Jets didn't get hoodwinked. New York Jets did what they had to do. They needed Aaron Rodgers. He needed somewhere to go. He needed to move. A matter of fact, Adam Schefter, he was live on ESPN when the news broke, and he just shocked everybody.
Oh, Laura, we have breaking news right now. Breaking news. Aaron Rodgers officially is being traded to the New York Jets. And it just came down moments ago in a trade involving six picks. Aaron Rodgers is going to the New York Jets. It's official. It is happening. Finally, after all this time, we've been waiting for this trade to happen, and now it is. And here are the details of the trade that just came down. The Jets are sending their first-round pick this year, their second-round pick this year.
Sorry.
Well, hold on. Big Swagoo, hold on. Their second-round pick next year, it's a conditional pick. They get back the Packers' first-round pick this year and a fifth-round pick, but the trade is coming down. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It is official. The two sides are in agreement right now.
With that amount of excitement, you would think that he was doing something else besides just telling you about a trade. I mean, that's a lot of excitement for a trade. I mean, damn, relax, bruh. I get it. It's live. You're excited. Oh, my God. Just relax. Somebody hand him a cigarette after. Sheesh.
Well, hold on. Big Swagoo, hold on.
Whoa, we didn't need the climax there. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. Good for the Jets. Jets win nothing. Bunch of losers. And Aaron Rodgers gets a chance to bring them out of the toilet bowl. Good for him. I think the Jets will be better. Have a better chance of competing. And I guess that brings you closer to a Super Bowl, might as well. Not all that optimistic. I think the odds are higher that it's a disaster. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on Rodgers. We'll hear from Jimmy Butler this hour. He lost his mind. We're going to talk about a fake tough guy in Dylan Brooks. But let's talk to you first. 855-212-4CBS. Clinton calling from Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Clinton, what's up?
Yo, man, what's up, man? First time caller, a long time listener. I'm glad you took my call. It's about time for Rodgers to leave Green Bay, but the people of Green Bay also got to remember we went from 1968 to 92 going to the playoffs only one time with Forrest Gregg, and they lost in the first round. We had lousy quarterbacks back in them days. David Whitehirsch, a few other. I refuse to name because I want to forget them. But you got to also stop and think about it. It's time for a new era. And Rodgers is old. It's time for him to go. And I'm glad to see him gone, and I wish him well. I've been a Green Bay Packer, green and gold till I'm dead and cold for all my life. So good luck, and love, you do your thing. That's all I can say.
Okay.
And go, Bucks, go.
Okay. Thank you, Clinton. I know everybody hoping for Jordan Love to do good. We don't know. We have no idea. Derek is calling from upstate New York, which is huge. It's gigantic. It's very specific. Derek must be hiding from somebody. Derek, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Enjoy your show. I ran a Packer fan club here in upstate New York for 35 years. Your last caller was mistaken. That was Bart Starr that took the Packers to the playoffs. And having been a fan for a long time, an NFL fan, being old enough to have seen the Jets win a Super Bowl, I have nothing against the Jets. I obviously have, being a Packer fan, nothing against Aaron Rodgers. But I do think that Jordan Love is going to be beyond good. I think he's going to be very good. I think the Packers have a chance to win between 9 and 12 games next year, and I would say the Jets have a chance to be 9 and 12. Would I be surprised if either of those teams wins less? No. But this is a good trade for both teams, and the odd thing about this is if you look at the contingency of it next year, you know, I'm not going to root against the Jets. I'm not going to root against Aaron Rodgers. But if Rodgers plays 67% of the snaps and the Jets win five games, we get a better draft pick. I thought the contingency would be if Aaron retires early, like he only plays a year, that the Jets get something, which wouldn't have been a problem. But I like the swap of picks in the first round. A lot of people on the periphery will think, oh, my God, the Jets
came up. Who cares? It's crap. Hey, let me ask you this. Why are you so confident in Jordan Love? You feel like you've seen enough of him?
Well, I used to be a video editor, and I made highlight packages for people in our Packer fan club for parties and events we did. So I've seen as much footage as you can possibly see. Now, granted, that's not a lot on Jordan Love. But there have been people in this league, Mike Marks for one. You remember the greatest show on turf with Mike Marks of the Rams. Look up his quotes on him. He analyzed Jordan Love a lot, and he says,
I'm not asking about Mike Martz. We got plenty of people who run around, whether they played or coached. There's plenty of people who have opinions.
But these people are discerning. They're coaches. They know more than you and I do.
Correct. But I'm not just this. There are plenty of coaches who make dumbass decisions and don't say things correctly. I can go down a long list of people who sit on television and pontificate and speak. And so is Mike Martz someone that you would look at and go, oh, hell yeah? But the fact is, he ain't seen a whole lot of him either. And so I can call him up and get his opinion, but I'm asking you what you've seen.
Well, I see a kid that looks poised, even, you know, his college tape and the limited time he has played in the NFL. I see a kid that's tall enough, big enough, has a strong enough arm, and is mobile enough, and he knows the system. And I think he's going to play really well in this system because he's not going to be as, I don't know, as divisive, if you will. Aaron Rodgers could make up his own plays as he wants to, and he earned that. But I think this kid is going to do what the plan has set out to be, and I think he's going to be really good. I do. I think with the running attack that we have, and hopefully we get Njigba in the first round, it'd be great to get another receiver or another tight end. But I do think, I know some of it seems like, hey, you're a fan internally. That's what fans do. I just have a feeling the Packers are going to be really good, and I think Jordan Love is going to be really good. And no disrespect to Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Thank you, Derek, for calling from upstate New York. In the words of Kodak Black, I hope so. Who's this? Julian, some guy named Julian calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Julian?
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, just got to say, too, I told your other buddy, I really respect and appreciate what you guys do. I love sports media and commentating, and not an easy job like a lot of people think. So I appreciate you guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What, you want a job? Come take mine.
Hey, man. I heard you say they were messing with you on Sundays. I'll come take that Sunday shift right now.
No, I didn't say they mess with me on Sundays. I said I ain't here on Sundays. So
there you go. Yeah, you can be there Sundays if you like.
So what are you doing? You want to be on the radio? What do you want to do? TV? What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm a restaurant manager and, you know, bartend, making cash and stuff. But, you know, I'm thinking long term and passion and, you know, sports is what I love. So that's definitely down the path I'm going these days.
Here's some advice. Look at what successful people are doing and steal it. Make it your
own. Absolutely. I listen to you guys all the time and anymore, and I take advice and notes all the time.
Just pay attention to what I do and just steal it and just call it the Julian Sport Brief. Just steals from people.
Fair, man.
Nobody's out here reinventing the wheel. Just steal from other people, okay?
You're right. Yeah, heck yeah.
You're welcome. What else is on your mind? Here's your chance. You want to do the job? Go for it. Here, go.
Yeah, right. Hey, I know you got other callers. I don't want to take up too much time. But, I remember when the first rumors went around, and it's just been the talk of the talk on, you know, the sports world, NFL world. And it's like we knew it was coming, but we weren't really sure until it was official. So, yeah, Schefter's freakout was a bit extensive considering we kind of knew this was coming. But, pretty funny still. But, you know, I always say I'm a big sports fan. You always got to give someone a year or two. You know, he's going to be a bust or he's going to kill it. No, even the coaches don't know, man. You just never know till they're out there on the field doing their thing. It kind of reminded me, I'm not comparing Cam Newton to Aaron Rodgers by any means, but, you know, it's like Cam Newton going to Bill Belichick and the Patriots, a lot of excitement. Bill Belichick's going to have a mobile quarterback that can, you know, dive touchdowns, but then, you know, it's kind of a bust. And they were talking about Brett Favre earlier, I just think, you know, give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And see how the season goes. I think a lot of people also forget that the Jets started their season off last year, 6-0, 7-0.
Yeah, they fell apart at the end. Yeah, I mean, because they ain't had no quarterback. The quarterback is Zach Wilson, and Zach Wilson can now carry the bags for Aaron Rodgers. Hey, good luck to him and his back.
I think if you have a back-to-back MVP Super Bowl-winning quarterback like Rodgers, and you start a season off like that, I think he's more able to carry that momentum.
Yeah.
And a lot of that falls on the defense too. You know, they blew some close leads and stuff like that. But that's a different topic for another day. But I think.
Okay. All right, Julian.
Yeah.
Part of the job is understanding structure, pacing.
Yeah, right. I get too excited, man.
You sound like Schefter.
You're right. Julian, I get very excited with this too, man. You're very good. You got a lot of natural talent, man. Stay with it.
Hey, I really appreciate that, man. You know, I was about to laugh. I was about to start talking about baseball, but I had to contain myself. So.
Baseball? What about it?
Well, I'm currently living in San Diego.
They got time to get it together. Everybody is so worried, and thank you, Julian, for calling from Cali. Appreciate you. Good luck to you, my
Absolutely.
Man. No doubt. Everybody is so high or low on their teams. Like, if you – and so I understand. If you're in Pittsburgh and you like the Pirates, they haven't really given you a lot to be excited about. Go ahead, be excited. If you like the Orioles, they haven't given you a lot to be excited about. Be excited. But if you like the Padres, just give it some time, man. Just still early in the season. It's time for everybody to go on a run. It's time for people to go through their peaks and go through their valleys. It's still April. April. And the time has flown by. I was talking to someone today. They're like, hey, May is next week. I'm like, what? How the hell did we pull up? May? I don't want to go back in time, but damn it. It was just January 1. I don't even remember what I think I was home. I don't think I did anything for New Year's. I think it was just home. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me get some more of your calls. Speaking of Wisconsin, want to talk about the guy who also plays in Wisconsin. His name is Giannis. He came back from a busted up back and Giannis could not save the day from Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, 56 points, Butler. We'll hear from Jimmy Butler on the other side. I'll get to your calls. We'll talk about this fake tough guy bully, Dylan Brooks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? It's great to talk to you. You know, I listen all of the time while I'm out delivering my Uber side hustle.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, that's a great reminder. Hey, Chef.
Yes, sir.
When you're hungry, what the hell do you do? I mean, what do you do up here? You can't do anything. We're just here working, right?
I mean, you don't eat this stuff. You would consider it crap, but there's a pizza place about a block away. I can go run and get you something if you want.
I eat pizza, man. I eat pizza. Who doesn't eat pizza? You eat pizza. Everybody eats pizza.
I actually don't eat pizza. It's high in saturated fat. You have my little frame. You're as short as I am. You can't. You have to keep yourself in tip-top shape, JR.
You don't eat pizza?
I don't.
Not even like a basic, like, I mean, like a real pizza. I'm not Domino's, but like, here's some bread, Mediterranean. You know, here's some onions and tomatoes. That's.
I don't. I am disciplined to a fault.
You don't eat bread.
I mean, I'll have some rye.
That's bread.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm not like, you
so
know.
Let's go down a list here.
Okay.
You'll eat bread.
Yes, sir.
Will you eat a tomato?
Yeah. Tomatoes are healthy. Why wouldn't I? It comes out of the
so
ground.
So if I take a slice of bread and I toast it and I throw a tomato on it for you, there you go, pizza, man.
Correct. But that's not how they make those ingredients in these pizza parlors. And
I'm not talking about a pizza parlor.
Right.
I'm talking about if me and you went out into Italy right now.
Yes.
And somebody just had their brick oven in the back, and they took bread and tomatoes, and they sprinkled some. That's a pizza.
Well, that's like saying, I mean, that's like saying if we're in Paris and we see two beautiful women, am I going to?
Wait. No. Now I'm real interested with what you're about to say. Go ahead.
No,
that's like if we're in Paris. Go ahead.
And if we see two beautiful women. And they look amazing, and they have the, you know, all the things that go with it. I am getting out of my comfort zone.
What?
And I am saying to them, I'm sorry, but we just could not take our eyes off you. And we would regret for the rest of our trip here if we did not at least make a conversation and get to know you fine ladies. We would love to take you out, drinks, food on us, our treat. If I'm in Italy, I could not help but want pizza because it's Italy. It's like romance in Paris, so I would never turn it down if we're in Italy.
You can get pizza that style here.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, it's got very sugary.
I'm not talking. No, man.
Type ingredients.
Oh, man.
I mean, you.
You've been to Rosemary's?
I haven't, but you kind of left us, man. Like, you left us high and dry here.
Me?
Like, yeah, you could talk about Atlantic pizza, but can you really talk about New York City pizza? It's different now.
No, it's not. I'm here. There's a place, Rosemary's. They got two locations. One on the east side. Okay. I know where to eat.
Okay, so I got
look, bro, I got a whole map.
Yeah.
The whole, not the country.
Right.
I got a map from every place I've been on earth where to get good food.
Okay.
And so I ain't been going that long, man. It's like, oh, let's see. JR doesn't know where to get pizza. I'm not trying to feed you Domino's.
Oof. Some good snacking at Domino's, and they do curbside delivery too.
You get a salad from there.
I do. That's how I know, and it's also right underneath my apartment, which tells you the state of living I'm in right now.
But what type of salad is Domino? What do they give? Lettuce?
So they have like chef salad, and they have Caesar salads, and I don't have the vignette dressing, but it's really it is really healthy for you. Yeah, I take pride in like taking care of it because
does Domino's have kale?
Yes, they do, sir. When you
they do?
Yeah.
No, they serve you lettuce, which is just water.
That's fair. But you know, listen. I mean, when you're a male and JR, I know you're young, but for me, I'm 36, and so. You have to be very careful what's in your abdominal region, and that's where men typically put on the most fat, and it becomes very unhealthy for you.
Oh.
So I'm not going to go in that direction.
You don't?
No, sir.
So you won't have... That's why you eat salad from Domino's.
Yeah.
You sure they don't sprinkle sugar on that?
I'm positive. Listen, you get it with coupons, and it's like $4.99. It's a great deal. I mean, you could go to Trader Joe's and get a little bit of a better deal, but Domino's is so convenient. Trader Joe's is far and few between, even in New York City.
Marco, help me out here. Have we been here before about of chefs' eating habits? He's telling me about how I can get salad from Domino's. Have we had this conversation before?
Unfortunately, I think I have heard the salad from Domino's right. before. I don't know if it was on the air or not.
It was probably on the air.
Chef has said this a few times.
Like,
to
if
me,
you're gonna go to Domino's, you might as well.
That's the part I don't understand. It's at this point, you've already decided, right? You hit Domino's. Like now, you get don't hedge the bet. Go all in, man.
Yeah.
Get something.
You have a breadstick.
Yeah,
right?
Honestly, do something. What do you get? One of those tots with all the stuff on it.
Well,
yeah,
they got the breadsticks now that has stuff in it. Like get cheese in it.
Right. Yeah, you go all in on Domino's. You're going all in a few hours later on something else that you want no part of. So let's just be real about
then
that.
Then get a salad from somewhere else. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't know. Shep told me. I said, hey. When I finish or whatever, where can I get food? And then he said, oh, he can run and get me a pizza. And I said, oh, you have one too. And he's like, I can't eat pizza. I said, wait a minute. I said, what? He said, it's full of sugar and saturated fats. And I said, man, if me and you went to Italy and I took a piece of bread and threw a tomato on it and put some, what is that, bro? That's pizza. He said, if I went to Italy, then I would eat it there. But I said, everything here is not dominant. You can get pizza here. You can get authentic. You can get pizza.
Can I stop for a second?
Your last name is Belletti.
Hang on. Shep, explain to me this. You're telling me that if there's free pizza down at the end of the hall, you don't touch it?
I have in the past. I can't deny it.
I was going to say, you're about lying.
I can't deny it. I'm not going to lie. But for me... And Jerry, you don't know about this. You're a big time, you know, weekday national host. But for the rest of us, we don't, you know, resources are sparse. And so when I see free food, I jump at the opportunity. You can't fault me for that.
I don't.
Okay,
but then
you.
Don't tell me I don't eat pizza.
I'm not going to.
I'm not going to pay for pizza.
I'm not going to use money.
There's a difference.
I'm not going to make money. I'm not going to use and leverage all the hard work, that blood, sweat, and tears that I put into radio and spend that on fat and dough. No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Save your money. Get that
free,
salad at Domino's.
If it's free, I'm taking it.
Tomatoes have lycopene in it. It's good for you.
I mean, it's just, look, it's good. Just quantify. It's I don't pay for pizza. But don't tell me you don't eat it, because I've watched you eat it numerous times. If it's free and it's down the hall, you hit it.
You can't fault me for that, though, right, gentlemen?
Not Chinese food. Chinese food, too?
If it's free, I'll have it.
I've seen you bring Chinese food in here. You eat wonton soup. You had four buckets of it.
Well, the difference is, first of all, I have it more for the broth. But the second part of that is, quinoa.
It's not Chinese food.
MSG in there.
Quinoa in this area.
Quinoa.
In West Village is the cheapest bang for your buck dinner you will ever get in this vicinity. I'm going to take advantage of that, too. And I don't really say, and they know me very well, though. Actually, you guys would be surprised about
this. Right, because you eat Chinese food constantly.
I really don't, though. When's the last time I had Chinese?
Was it last week?
No, it was not last week. And you know you're guessing. But, you know, remember when Conan did that
Conan O'Brien?
When he did that episode?
No, I probably don't.
Okay, I'll show you guys sometime. It was the restaurant right down here.
Okay.
It which shows you they have some very quality food, and it's actually healthy.
Chinese food?
Yeah, I do bean curd with brown rice, no sauce.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well,
JR, you're gonna be here tomorrow. I can order you some.
No, I'm gonna go to Domino's.
You do so much for us around here. My treat, man.
I'm gonna go to Domino's and get me a salad tomorrow.
Okay.
See how it goes.
Do you want to try bean curd with brown rice, no sauce?
I think I've eaten most foods.
Gotcha.
I've bean curds, tofu. I eat all of that.
We've been around the world enough times.
But I eat all foods, man. I gotta eat too. I eat whatever. As long as you keep me alive, I'm fine. Anyway, let's keep you alive. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a news flash before we talk about that fake tough guy, Dylan Brooks, and get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah, this is for Jimmy Butler right now. This man was cold as ice tonight. Jimmy Butler, 56 points. Miami Heat now lead their series against the Bucks, 3-2-1. Jimmy Butler not trying to be the only dude tonight who was cold as ice. Right now, this very minute, this very second, the Los Angeles Lakers. Wow. What the hell am I looking at? The Memphis Grizzlies have just gone up 104 to 102 against the Lakers. There's about 7 seconds left in the game, 6.7 seconds to be exact. Rui Hachimura went up. He was blocked. Ja Morant went down the lane, dumped it off to Bane. And the Lakers have 6.7 seconds to also try to be ice cold. Let's see if the Lakers can move this series to a 3-1 lead or whether or not this series is also going to come down to a tie. That was the opportunity tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo was back, and we'll update you on the Lakers as that game continues on. Giannis came back tonight from his back injury. He had a triple-double. 26 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. It wasn't enough because Jimmy Butler was a man possessed. 119-114 was the final score. Jimmy Butler with 56 points and then also 9 rebounds. In the fourth quarter, Miami never led in the game. At 8 minutes and 11 seconds, Jimmy Butler got off the bench. He checked back into the game. The score was 98-87, and Jimmy Butler then outscored the Milwaukee Bucks by himself 22-16. The Miami Heat now have a 3-1 series lead. The New York Knicks have a 3-1 series lead against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Jimmy Butler, after his 56 points, he spoke to TNT, Allie LaForce, and she said, "Hey, how the hell did you get this done?" That's what he said.
"How do you make it look so easy, my friend?"
"It's not easy. They got some hellified defenders that are making me work for every basket. But I got them hellified teammates that tell me to keep going, keep being aggressive, keep attacking. It feels good to be the Miami Heat right now."
"You took your first lead of the game right around 3 minutes. You had the back-to-back threes that put you up three. That was a huge moment for this team. What did it feel like to hear the crowd chanting MVP and just to be there for your teammates?"
"I don't know about MVP. I think that's Joel, if I'm being brutally honest. But for my team to get this dub, in this way, in this atmosphere, for this city, it's huge."
"You have the Milwaukee Bucks on the brink of elimination going to their home court. What do you relish about that opportunity?"
"To play basketball in Milwaukee in front of their crowd and to be together on the road. That's where championships are won, and we got a shot."
"Congrats, Jimmy. I appreciate it."
"Thank you."
Los Angeles Lakers, they still have a shot to win this game. They are now tied 104 all, 8/10 of a second left on the clock, an opportunity for Memphis to throw it in and throw it up. LeBron James diving to the hoop, a layup high, high, high off the glass, converting it to tie the game. Jimmy Butler, his head coach, Spoelstra, He spoke after the game, and he said, I know Jimmy Butler had 56 points. I like this defense just as much.
That's a very good basketball team over there, as we all know. And in this game, Jimmy literally guarded every single person on the roster at some point. So, yes, you can count to the 56 points, or you can count to the two-way basketball, you know, where he's defending literally every single situation. And that's what the greatest winners in this league do.
Greatest winners in this game block shots. Anthony Davis blocking the last second shot of Ja Morant with 0.8 of a second left on the clock. The Lakers and the Grizzlies going into overtime. Mike Budenholzer, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, the team that's down 3-1. He said, yeah, Jimmy Butler, he whooped our ass.
I think it's always credit to the player first. Butler was... he hit a lot of shots. You know, we'll look at the film, see what we could do better. You know, but credit to him. He was very good.
No, he was more than very good. He was whooping that ass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Terrell is calling from D.C. I was just in D.C. a couple of hours ago. Terrell, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, yo, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. Long-time listener, long-time listener, man.
Thanks.
Hey, but I got to say, though, they don't call him Jimmy Buckets for nothing. That boy was hot tonight. 56 points, 21 in the fourth. Come on, man. Jimmy Buckets was living.
Yeah. 22-16, he outscored the Bucks by himself.
Actually, though, I think what's that put him up there now? He's top five in all time playoffs in a single game.
I gotta look
no,
that.
No, it puts
career
fourth. Yeah,
career.
No, single game.
Oh yeah, I said that. He's tied for fourth for 56. Yeah, he's tied with Charles Barkley. Yeah.
Yeah, the man who never won. He's with Barkley and Wilt, right? And Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan also had 56, and at another point, he had 61 points, yes.
Baylor had 61 in a finals game, too.
So what did Jordan... Okay. Wait. Michael Jordan holds the lead by himself.
Yeah, 86 against the Celtics first round, but Elgin Baylor had a 60-point spot in the finals at one point.
You said 60.
Yeah, Elgin Baylor dropped 60.
Oh, so yeah, Jordan had 61.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you, Terrell. You got anything else?
Hey, man. He was on fire tonight. I do got to say, though, to that young cat that was on earlier, like two sections ago.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm trying to do the same thing, man. I've been working hard. Hey, I'm trying to get into something with sports, you know what I mean? I love getting into sports. That's why I love listening to your show, man.
All right.
I kind of do a little bit with sports now, if you know what I mean.
Good.
I handle with balls all day. Male stripper, baby.
Okay. Congratulations, Terrell. Thank you.
Thanks, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Okay, that was interesting. Cam is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for taking my call. I was just getting off of work.
No doubt. What's up?
The Bucks, man, they a person single-handedly win the game in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. In that first quarter, I would have, after he scored that 22 points, I would have blitzed him every time. He's not going to beat me. He cannot beat me. And they didn't switch it up. They kept the game plan. They kept going. And the Bucks didn't help it by shooting a lot of threes. And it's the life of me. They the biggest team in the league, but they constantly got to shoot threes. So I praise Jimmy Butler. They don't call him Jimmy Buckets for nothing. That boy ice cold. He always do this in the playoffs. He'll give you a good one. Remember, yes.
Yeah, no, we've seen him. I'm sorry, your phone is popping out, Cam. I'm sorry about that. No, we've seen him do this. Does he have enough help? Would anybody be shocked if the Milwaukee Bucks swept the rest of the series and won it. I wouldn't. Jimmy Butler has got to go out there and score 56 points for them to win a game. Tyler Hero is gone. I wouldn't be surprised either way. If the Heat won, obviously, they got a 3-1 lead. But I wouldn't be shocked if Milwaukee came back and just smacked them. Not at all. Mac is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
And the producer. Let me go quick. Well, I can go quick or fast. I'll go quick because I know you got people on the line.
Both.
First of all, I'd love to get free publicity like you gave to Rosemary's, because you ought to get paid for that, because that's a really good restaurant. But anyway, what I was going to say, first of all, the producer reminds me of a graduate student, the way that he eats for that free food. And Aaron Rodgers must have an excellent agent to get him a deal like that with all of those stipulations.
What stipulations? What are you talking about? What stipulations is Aaron Rodgers?
Stipulations of Aaron Rodgers. There were too many to list.
Okay.
Because the stipulations of, I think it was 65% on.
No. That's not a stipulation.
Straighten me out.
No, that's not a stipulation of his contract. That is a stipulation of what type of compensation the Packers would receive. It has to do with the trade, not his contract.
Oh, with the trade. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, I think Aaron Rodgers must have a really great agent because I don't think. There were so many teams who didn't want him. But and the last thing I was going to say is that you, with your good self, are not cold as ice because you gave props to Rosemary. And I bet you that place is going to get like 10, 20 people coming in there talking about, I heard about you on JR's radio show.
They don't. They don't take reservations and the food is delicious. They don't.
Well,
they,
I know,
they don't need
but people, there are going to be people coming in who won't say anything, but they'll know because it's not. It's not appropriate in New York City to say that somebody gave you a recommendation.
I didn't know that. I get recommendations. Well, hey, Mac, thank you. I got to hit the break.
All right. You take care now.
You as well.
And the producer as well. Thank you.
Yeah, his name is Shep. Thank you, Mac.
Shep. I always forget his name. Thank you.
Oh, you should know it. Thank you. Oh, what's going on? Oh. Lakers are... Uh-oh. This is a good basketball game here. The Los Angeles Lakers trying to hold on 109 to 106. A little less than 2 minutes left in overtime. The Lakers trying to go up 3-1 in their series as well. We got a lot of 3-1s. Potentially, the Lakers could join the party. I'll fill you in on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.